Let's go.
Totally beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages. Beverages. Hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages. Beverages. Hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, here right next to me, the beautiful, the wonderful, blue-eyed Barbadian JoJo. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I got my husky cat on my lap, and I'm ready to get loaded on protein.
Oh, okay. That sounds fantastic. Let's jump right into some quick business at the top of the show, like we like to do. The vision board looking pretty good, and we got some updates to make on that board.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we tackled the Jägermeister cold brew coffee, a surprise for everyone involved, a delightful surprise, as it turns out.
Yeah, if you missed it, go back and listen to the episode. See what find out why it's so delightful. Forget it. I was going to spoil it. Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, it is time. We're literally making dreams come true. That is coming off the vision board. And let's put that on the manifested board. Oh, looking good up
look at
there.
That. Away from trash corner that is the Olipop soda. That's great. I'm glad it occupies its own space. It's important.
It's the board's coming together finally. It really feels nice. I needed to move some things around on the board to add something this week that we talked about last week. So I would need to move Iceman. We're putting Iceman up over there.
Creeping. Okay.
And we need a PR stunt. So listeners out there, if you can help us cultivate some sort of PR stunt.
That's right.
That's what we're looking to do. I honestly don't have any ideas. I know we were throwing stuff around last week.
That's right.
The kind of McDonald's hot coffee play or something along those lines.
There was talk of getting courtside seats next to Ben Affleck for some reason. I don't really remember.
Yeah, you wearing your hat with that holds the beverages next to Ben Affleck, and then somehow you spilling on him or something?
No, I think it had to do with ripping a hot sauce in the stands.
Like, that was it.
Okay.
Hot sauce. Ben Affleck.
Okay. Hot sauce in the stands.
Anyways, if there's any marketing gurus out there that can help us come up with a PR stunt, we're all about it.
That's right.
The hotline is open, 909-295.
Cafe.
JoJo, we got some voicemails this week that we'll be hitting later.
Oh, we absolutely do. We are rolling voicemails. You guys finally got the memo. We love it. The hotline is open. And you all are walking right in the door. We appreciate it.
Fantastic. All right. We'll tackle some of those. That's really all I got for biz. Is there any other biz that you want to knock out before we bring up our tremendous guests and start drinking some tremendous protein shakes?
Not really. Well, other than the fact that I did go to a barcade this week and played some Tapper on an arcade machine.
Are you serious? Really,
yeah. It was the first time I've played Tapper on an arcade machine in my life. I did crack 10K, did not knock on the door of 20, that's for sure. But I only played two games. I felt pretty good about
you
it.
You played two games and you hit 10K. That's really, really great. And no video of this or anything?
I think I do, actually. Yes.
Okay.
I think my friend took some video.
It's a beverage video game we've talked about for hours. You'd capture a little video of it.
I'm waiting for our publicist to tell me what to do. I don't know.
As soon as she gets us going with a PR stunt. All right. I could not be more excited about our guest tonight.
Oh my goodness
gracious. We have an actor, comedian, writer, an improviser, apparently, thanks to our intern right there. You have seen this fine gentleman on TV, on shows like Loki, Tacoma FD, Black Monday, and much, much more. Films like Easter Sunday, Kong Skull Island, The Kings of Summer, and so much more. And gosh darn it, do we hope he drinks things. And you guys can't see it, but we just saw it. He just took a big old gulp of water. Please welcome to the show. Let me get rid of this. Eugene Cordero.
Hi, howdy, hi, howdy, hi.
Welcome it is so, to T-Bashes.
It is so good to see you. It's been a very long time.
Oh, my goodness. Children been had.
Children, oh children been had. Pandemic's been done.
Been done started and done finished.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's not finished. It. It's still in the chalky outsides.
Indeed. Yeah. Much like the chalky beverages we'll be drinking
these are
momentarily.
Gonna be thick, baby.
So
is anybody hitting a straw? That's
not nah, never. You gotta kind of swallow it like soup. You know what I mean? If I know my protein shakes, they're gonna come out pretty chunky.
So, Eugene, how we typically start the show with our guests is something like we like to call the beverage profile.
Copy.
So basically, we're going to take you through. We're going to hold your hand. You're going to take us through a typical day in the life of Eugene.
Oh, shit.
And what beverages you're drinking throughout the day. So from the moment you wake up, what's the first thing? Let's start there. What hits your lips first and what time are you waking up?
I'm waking it up at about 6-ish. And a full 16 ounces of water. I'm a real asshole like that. Full 16 ounces of water as soon as I open my eyes to just kind of chug it down as quickly as I can.
Yeah. And it's ready to go. It's been sitting there all night waiting for
nice
you.
Nice and tepid.
I love this.
Maybe some dust in there.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
What kind of vessel is it in?
The little room temperature bubbles happening.
It's just in a glass. Pretty dangerous just in case the littles wake up and come right into the room. But I take the chance. You know what I mean?
You ever swing at it in the night?
No,
just toss an arm out there?
I'm a stomach sleeper, so it's kind of hard to kind of get that in the movement of it. If I was on my back, I think I could do one of these. But since I'm on my stomach and kind of like – in this situation,
And you don't have like a 9-foot long.
I don't making
where you
that move
like this move where you're arching your back.
You move. Okay. You making that move, Eugene? It gave me the sense that it's almost the waters on your beds, like on the headboard, like that. You would have to. Reach
I was
up
picturing
for.
That too. Yeah,
it is on a nightstand
it
though.
Yeah.
It's
we're
adjacent,
going over
it's
here,
to the side of you.
But if I'm on, you know, my stomach, imagine it. People watching and listening, imagine on the toms. You know, there's not much movement. I sleep like a hibernating bear every night. So I don't know how much movement necessarily is happening, but it's not waking me up. So even if I
So there's
did,
no fears of knocking this
no,
over.
If I knocked it over, I wasn't going to wake. I'd be surprised by it in the morning.
You'd sleep through it. Yeah. You could wet yourself a little bit.
What's the coaster situation on the nightstand?
A wood coaster. Weird, right? Because you'd think like that's just going to put rings on the coaster. And it does. But that's what it's for.
A Seinfeld moment.
Yeah,
you have coasters on your coasters.
Yeah. Wood on wood on wood.
We would get here eventually, Eugene, but it wouldn't be till the end of your profile. And so I'm really skipping ahead, which we really never do. But before you go to bed, you're prepping this glass. Mm-hmm. Are you having like a little sip of water, like after you fill it in the kitchen and then you bring it in full? Or do you take a couple sips if it's on the nightstand?
No, I fill it up, finish it, and then fill it up.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's keep going.
He's a big bladder boy, too.
Yeah, We're talking about close to a gallon of water a day. On purpose. Okay. On purpose.
So every night.
After that first 16 OZs, what happens next?
Hold on a second. We also need to point out that Eugene is also squarely, I feel like I need a button to slam squarely on Team Chug here. You're no sipper.
Oh, yeah.
You're slamming that thing.
Yeah. I'll sip on a cocktail. I'll finish my water. But water is like a chore.
Sure. You know what I mean? It's a good distinction. Yeah. Yes.
It's on your to-do list
sounds like.
Yeah. Team chuggers don't have to slam every drink that comes their way. That's a good distinction. Thank you.
So, I'll have myself 16 ounces of the good H2O. And then I'll jump into the kitchen. I'll start making coffee and have one more 16-ounce cup of water before I have my first cup of coffee.
How much time has elapsed here?
Just, yeah, this is 6:02 right
has,
now.
How much time? Yeah, maybe 6 minutes. Maybe 6 minutes have happened.
Fantastic. And the water, gosh, I can't believe we skipped over this.
There's a chance that before I even drink that coffee, I'll pee once.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, because yeah. you're just, you're topped I'm, off.
I'm, yeah, that's yeah. 32 ounces right out the gate. You know what I mean?
What kind of water are we talking? Is it a filter on the fridge? We yeah. got a Brita? Are we going right tap? What is
no,
it?
No, no tap. We're going through the fridge. We're going through the Maytag and, yeah. you know, and coming out.
Brand loyal. Through you through. Know what I mean?
I'm sponsored by Maytag. You know, you think it's that guy who pretends he's appliances, but it's not. It's a full company.
In your household, are you the person in charge of getting the replacement filters, yes. or is that a duty that, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Where are you getting those these days?
It's a new question.
This is very important information, and it.
This is, we're totally about beverages over here.
It is it's an automatic every 4 month Amazon delivery. Oh, so I know.
Set it and forget
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's coming straight. It's coming with the filters of like the fucking house.
God.
House filters.
God. You know,
I do that for my cats. I don't even do it for myself. That's a tragic thing.
Yeah.
That my is beautiful. My human children don't get a regular updated filter. You're inspiring yeah. me.
But that's just coming.
So what is what's the coffee situation? Okay. We're ready.
You mean on the daily? The daily is is
that first cup? Yeah,
is, yeah. Just an espresso situation for the most part. There's, you know, we have a drip coffee machine, and we'd stick to that. Like over the holidays, we pull it out so that we can make like a big vat of coffee for me and my wife and everybody for the, you know, who's might be coming over. But for the most part, it's just like get your cup done. Kind of start on figuring out. Yeah.
I'm almost sensing like a smidge of shame about the Nespresso machine. I just felt like almost like you.
Did you say Nespresso?
Yeah.
Nespresso, right? Nespresso. That you were making just a small excuse for the Nespresso. I want you to know you're in a very safe space. We have a Nespresso at our house. I think it's a fantastic machine, but I just wanted to check in with you to make sure. Was I picking up on that?
I think it's because you just see the pods go into the side thing and you're just like, oh God, what am I doing? Sure, they're getting recycled if you bring them back to, you know, then you mail it back to Nespresso. And yeah,
in the bag. The bag.
That's great for the most part to do that. And for the most part, do we do it? For the most part. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time.
You often wonder, though, if what's happening in those bags, if it's some guy that's just throwing them into a dumpster.
Right. It's
straight into the ocean. You just see seals on the beach just playing with a whole bag.
Little Nespresso hats on.
And hyped up as shit.
Licking out the
pot. There's still some fucking caffeine in there, so they're getting fucking ripped.
And are you getting a coffee out of an espresso, or are you doing like a espresso out of an espresso?
I'm going to, you know, the 7.7 ounce pour, full you know, cup of Joe.
Yeah.
Black.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So then I'll have a cup of coffee then. That I'll sip
on. Does an espresso have flavors? I mean, brands like the Keurigs had, like, you could get assorted pods. Is it the same idea?
Yeah.
There's whole Nespresso stores that just bountiful flavors.
Yeah. And we'll get
into. Do you have a go-to?
We'll get into the flavors sometimes over the holidays and whatnot. But I usually.
Oh, I thought you meant later in the show you were going to save it for now.
When we start busting into some of these protein shakes, I'll start talking really about the coffees.
Okay, have you ever danced with a vanilla custard?
Have I?
Flavor?
Yeah. I've lived in it for a couple of months, a couple of weeks. It's one of those things where, you know, I'll get the delivery in, and I've decided to get like, you know, 6 sleeves of the vanilla, and I'm like, whoop, I guess we're gonna stick to this for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, so I'm guessing it's around, what are we talking, 7, 8 a.m. at this point?
After the first cup? We're still probably around 6:45 at this point.
You're getting it chugging in the morning.
Yeah. That's not chugging. That's a half hour to drink a cup of coffee. That's pretty decent.
All right. So what's next then? This is great.
Coffee is, I'll probably jump on some more coffee for, one or two more cups, like three cups in the AM, with like another glass of water at some point in the middle of two of those cups of coffee.
And are you chugging that glass? Is it it's a job?
Yeah. Water? It's like, oh, I got to drink this because I'm going to have another cup of coffee.
Like it's the toll.
Yeah.
I like
it. That's my Metro card or my pass.
tapping
it and getting in there. And then three cups ish, depending in the morning. Then it's off to, taking my son to school or something. And then I'll probably have another cup or two throughout the morning or throughout the afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. You're saying you're like, take your son to school. School starts
at 8.
Are you doing three cups before 8?
Yeah. I'll probably do, two or three.
Okay.
I might have pressed the button for it to start on the 3rd, but then I left the house.
Right.
Oh,
And then I'll have to come back and drink it kind of at that tepid temperature, but that's fine.
But then when you have the whole day in front of you, you've got a nice lukewarm.
And that one might take a little bit longer to finish up. But and then it's mostly just water and coffee.
So like lunchtime rolls around. I don't know. You're eating something. Is there water going next to it? Or
ice water? Yeah, that's it.
Oh, good distinction. Mm-hmm. Are the other waters no ice?
No ice, yeah. Those are just like, you're just chugging those stuff.
That's a volume game.
Yeah. The ice only comes to the party when there's food at the table.
Yeah, or like midday. Once I get to the day where I know I've had like four huge glasses of water to start and I know I've already, then I can relax into the rest of my water for the afternoon.
Do you have a water target every day?
I do, yeah.
What's your target?
It's usually close to a gallon of water.
Got it.
Dang.
So that's 128.
How many pints is that?
128
ounces. Yeah. Okay.
So, this is not a math podcast.
I think I've had 1.5 of these today. I'm pretty dry today. I have not had much today. So you are, you're well more oiled.
But that's all I drink. I just drink coffee and water. That's it.
That's it. Okay, so you're getting through lunch, you're getting through the day. Maybe what's the afternoon coffee play? Is there one ever?
Yeah, sometimes depending on if I'm tired or if I'm working and I want to stop by a Starbucks or something. And usually by the afternoon one, I might have it with like some oat milk or something.
That's what I want to know. If you're Starbucks, what's your order?
Like
what's
that?
Your order Starbucks?
I'll usually get like a short cappuccino with an extra shot, so two shots in the small, tiny one, oat cappuccino.
Delicious.
I like that. Yeah. It does sound delicious. Okay, so dinner time, more water, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And then you did mention a cocktail earlier. Mm-hmm. If this is a day where there might be a cocktail or something like that happening, at what point in time might that happen? What does that look like?
A dinner situation. It'll be rarely if I'm having dinner at home. It'll usually be if we're out for dinner, I might have a cocktail, and it's usually just like a tequila and soda or mezcal on the rocks, or like an old fashioned or a scotch. Like I usually like something kind of smoky.
Great. Nice.
Yeah. So
that's amazing. And then so end of the night, it's that you're filling it up, slamming it, and then filling it up and putting it on the.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, and that cocktail honestly happens like maybe once every 2 weeks or so.
That's good. Yeah. Probably. I have a question. Are you ever out at a restaurant and they're not, maybe they just got little glasses of water? And you've got that gallon in your brain where you're like, I got to hit this gallon. Are you ever stressed out at the dinner table?
They know. They usually know because by the time they put the you know, the pitcher or whatever down or not, or they, you know, they just give me
God
the
God forbid they don't put
they don't put it down. Yes. They see that before they've even come back with the cocktails or anything that I have finished it. And then by by the time they already ordered, I'll probably finish another one so they know.
They know.
Or they think that
everybody else's water.
Or they think that my wife and I both drink a lot of water because I'll drink hers.
Right.
Ah, yes, yes.
Was there a moment in your life?
She's terribly dehydrated.
Yeah.
She doesn't get to the water fast enough.
She's, you know, hydrating with the margarita. I'm having a couple of.
You got to be quick.
Small 5-ounce waters.
Eugene, was there a moment in your life where you became aware of, like, I'm going to start drinking this much water? Was there a change ever? Or has this been like a lifelong thing?
Oh, no. I think it was definitely an adult thing for me that, you know, I'm not one of those dudes who walks around with like that gallon jug at the gym or anything or like those big things where it says like by 5 p.m. or whatever. I think this started for me like before that kind of started becoming like a New Year's resolution or whatever a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So I've just been as conscious as I can to you know, I mean, I had like a big water bottle for a while and I just try to stay as hydrated as possible because I get pretty tired if I don't, or I feel like I need more coffee if I don't.
When you're on set, what's your preferred, like, do you have a water bottle when you're, say you're on set or something, or what's your preferred vessel when you're out on a job working?
I do prefer my own water bottle just because I go through it so much. I feel bad if I have to keep on, because I would have to finish so many of those, especially if they do
the little
ones. I'm like, no. Yeah. But even if it's just like the normal, you know.
Sure.
One, it just is like, I'm literally going to finish this before the next take. So, you know, they're like, oh, let's put your, you know, initials on it. I'm like, it's going to be done before you walk away. Put an initials on a new one.
You can put your initials on it.
Put the initials of the recycling thing in there. Yeah.
Well, that was a fantastic profile.
Mm-hmm. Are you cutting coffee off at any point?
Or can you do it late at night?
I try to cut it off. I try to make that time to cut off earlier and earlier. I recently read that you should stop around 11 or 11:30 a.m., but that's not a game I can play.
I think it really depends for person to person, too, because I think that advisement is really for people that like they have trouble sleeping.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like if you can have one at 5 o'clock and you're fine sleeping.
But you know, and I think that's my main vice is coffee. I could keep drinking it, but then I try to drink as much water as possible to kind of take care of those taste buds for me.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, let's get to the main event. Boom. We are doing a blind shootout of chocolate protein shakes.
Is this do you guys usually do these little cover-ups in the whole tea bash game?
We love to do blind shootouts, so whenever we can, we can. Now, you bring up an interesting point. The selection I chose of these was somewhat determined. Once I saw that there were a bunch of brands in similar vessels, sure. I was like, I got to get those because they'll be easy to wrap and we won't know what they are. Yeah,
because you're so familiar with all of them that you'd be able to tell from the shape of the box.
Just
the feel in his hand, he's probably going to know at least two.
Yeah. Like this is definitely.
But I tried.
Weightier.
I tried to grab a couple big players. Mm-hmm. The biggest one being Muscle Milk, and because that's what inspired this a few weeks ago on the show. We were talking Muscle Milk. So we got a Muscle Milk chocolate in here with 25 grams of protein.
Boom. I need it.
We've got a Quest.
Is this
protein
per container?
Shake.
Do you know? Or
I'm like, going to tell you right now. Okay. I'll give you some stats on each of these. So Muscle Milk is, it's 20 grams for the whole thing.
Oh, and I also wouldn't count this. I hate to shit on the podcast, guys, but I don't know if I would call this a beverage so much as a meal replacement. situation.
Oh!
Because...
Oh!
Whoa!
I do have a protein shake every day, but I don't consider that a beverage. I consider that like a fuel source or like a, you know, like a... Yeah, I'm not drinking it for pleasure. Again, it's like some most of my waters and my protein shake.
Your pleasure waters.
Is considered for a purpose. Yeah.
But let me ask you this. This is, I'm so happy you said this.
Controversial.
Also, this should be called T-Bashes with an S, right? You guys know that, right? Like, because it's hot and sauce are two different words.
Yeah, we know.
We did know that. Okay. That we did know. Yeah, yeah. If you look at our banner, there is T-Bashes? A space between the T and the S.
Okay.
You're throwing a lot of shade, and I'm glad because I'm about to get hulked up on these protein shakes. My shirt is just going to rip off my body. But that's so interesting that you say that, Eugene, because what makes it not a beverage to you?
I think that it's you're drinking a liquid, so I guess it is a beverage.
You're knocking around this idea that comes up, obviously, from time to time on the show.
I feel like it is it's meant for a different reason than to just drink as a beverage. It's meant to be a meal replacement or to, you know, do something else. In the same way that, like, a milkshake is a dessert. It's not meant to be a beverage. It's a dessert, right?
But is it a beverage or is it not a beverage
to you?
It's
a dessert. A milkshake? That's a dessert, man.
But can't that
does not drink milkshakes?
I'm not gonna drink a muscle milk or a protein shake to wash down my meal or to enjoy during my meal. The same way for me, but that's just for me, that I wouldn't drink a milkshake during my meal. Like, I would have it afterwards as like a dessert.
I'm gonna have a half a chicken and. A muscle.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a good distinction. And see, because I would totally get like a burger and a shake, you know, and eat them at the same time. But I think, you know, you probably do end up having some water in the mix there.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know.
Okay, but
a shake. A shake still tastes like you're eating dessert while you're eating your meal, though, doesn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, and what a delicious treat that is for us to be able to enjoy.
Yeah, like a frosty, but that's ice cream. That's a dessert. That's not a beverage either.
Let's do a quick exercise here. You've got a protein shake, soup, and then chocolate milk. What is the protein shake closer
soup.
To?
Soup. Oh. Definitely soup. Are you kidding me? Yes. Is soup a beverage?
I'm trying to come up with like the SAT question. Milk and, you know, is to this, what is to this?
Andy didn't do super great on SAT. This is
very true. Anyways, that is a fact. I mean, I love that you said that. I'm sort of speechless. I love it so much. So what is your relationship then with protein shakes in general?
I have one. Almost every day. I mean, I have one on the days that I work out. And
what's your go-to? Is it the same? Have you found your daily driver that you're like, this is the one I like, this is what I do, and how do you prepare it?
Again, it's just like real boring fuel-based. You know, it's just water, my favorite. Shout out to the H2s. some protein powder.
What's your brand? What's your flavor?
It's just called Optimal Nutrition. And it's a whey protein, so it still has, you know, the milk fat ish in it. And the flavor, it kind of varies. I usually keep it just like chocolate. Like, there's other like crazy ones, like in the same way as Nespresso. Yep. But I think anytime that it starts getting in too much flavor, which I'm interested in tasting some of these. You start to taste the artificialness of the flavors.
Yeah.
And then that, you know, is off-putting. But also I drink it so fast that I barely know what it tastes like.
So how big, how much water do you have to use to make your shake?
That is usually just 8 ounces of water, 10 ounces of water maybe. So it's a little bit smaller.
And then is your shake, is it thick or is it pretty viscous?
Yeah, it's pretty thin. It's enough for me to just, it's not going to be as thick as this, yeah. Okay. This we're going to have to wade through, I feel. This is going to be like chocolate milk.
What's interesting about these is all of them, I do think Muscle Milk at one time made a shake with sugar in it, but everywhere I went, it was the zero sugars that they had. And then all the other entrants on here just have 1 gram of sugar. So these, for the most part, have barely any sugar in them.
Yeah.
But so our Muscle Milk has 25 grams of protein. Then we've got our Quest guy right here, which is 30 grams of protein.
All right.
Then we've got our Ripple. This is a bit of an outlier. This is all plant protein.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. So what is it? Is it a pea protein that's in there? And is the other ones, let's see what we are got. The other ones whey proteins?
Yeah, so we got pea protein in that one. And we've got
like whey isolate or something like that in the
water, milk protein concentrate.
And that's
in the Quest.
Yeah. Weird. Can't even call
and
it.
Then
yeah.
Like the Muscle Milk is calcium caseinate milk derivative and milk protein isolate.
Okay.
Huh.
And then the last one on the docket, we've got the Ensure Max Protein, which is a 30 gram one.
Okay.
And that is milk protein concentrate.
Wait, what's
and again, the calcium caseinate.
Ensure is what it, usually, if it's not meant for a protein shake, is what it's like. Helping you
in the hospital, like you see this is the one that you're going to see at the hospitals. This one I think of, yeah. You know, going before surgery, post surgery, maybe you see ads for this for senior citizens.
Yeah, yeah.
Not this particular one, but the classic Ensure,
right? To just kind of get some like, stuff in your body type thing.
For sure. Yes. Like my brother was he had cancer and he'd have to drink them as a like, because you basically, his doctor said, you can't drink anything that doesn't have calories. You got to drink calories.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, and so especially if you couldn't get other food down.
Right.
Yeah. That's why it's around hospitals. He would fuck with the Quest and the Ensure.
Yeah.
The Quest and the Ensure.
Those are the go-tos.
Now, let me be clear though. These are, this is not your typical Ensure or your typical Quest. These really ones are marketed as, these are like your workout kind of shakes.
Yeah.
Now, before we dive into this, gentlemen, does anybody want to bet on a horse that you think might be your favorite without knowing
much
about these?
I'm probably going to go with the Muscle Milk, mainly because they've probably been in the game for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
In this kind of game for like protein stuff. The Ensure, I have no idea. The Ripple makes me a little nervous, but yeah. Because sometimes with the, plant-based stuff, they start adding a bunch of other stuff that like makes me a little, you know, if I can't see what it is, I'm like, meh, what is it? What else is in there?
And the powder that you use, is it pretty bare bones of like what its ingredients are?
Yeah, for the most part. And if it does have sugar in it, I don't mind. I don't take in that much sugar that it affects me in that way.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I love it. I've got a weird feeling that Ensure is going to take the crown tonight, just because I feel like they're in two games. They're like in two different worlds. And so they're making so much of this stuff. And I feel like that more kind of the other world we talked about.
Yeah.
I think you have an audience that's more discerning in the taste.
Oh,
sort of.
One of the ones that's not one of these, but has a decent one as far as the taste is, Fairlife. Have you heard of that milk?
Oh yeah.
Eugene, you're in the flow because my brother-in-law, who he has a segment later on the show called Brian's Questions. He sent me that was the one, I believe. Fairlife Core Power.
Yes. It tastes like straight up chocolate milk because they make chocolate milk. They make milks.
Right. So they know exactly they what know they're the doing. Game. None of these people.
Yeah, that's it. Let's
see if I can get this. This is the picture he sent me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, every once in a while, that. If that shows up at like a, you know, it'll be at like a, you know, the airport.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the quick grab and go kind of.
Hudson News of it all. It's the Hudson News of it all, right?
Yeah.
If those show up there, I usually will grab one just because I'm like, oh, these taste pretty good for what it is. And almost becomes a beverage in that way.
Okay, wait. Since you know
you're reading a little muscle mag and chugging Fairlife. All of a sudden, it's a beverage.
All of a sudden, I'm seeing how The Rock became Black Adam, and I'm, you know.
But in that scenario right there where you're at the airport drinking one of these, because I don't ever think of these or grab these for any reason. Is there like an equivalent in your mind, like, ooh, I'm just going to get, like, maybe I'll get the Fairlife instead of getting, like, is it a bag of pretzels? What is like the equivalent of a food that it's like filling you up and you feel satiated sort of, right? Like, I have no concept of that. Can you give any, enlighten us at all to that?
I don't, my mindset is literally like, hey, look at that. I'll take that 25 grams of protein. Right. And then I do it. I'm not a snack guy though.
That's incredible.
I'm not a dessert guy and I'm not a snack guy. I'm kind of boring in that way.
Were you ever a dessert guy in your life?
No, I was always more of the meal guy. Like if they're like, hey, save room for a dessert, I'm usually the guy who goes, if I don't, I can just eat more food. Great. I'll have another.
Yeah, so I'll grab thirds here. Yeah.
I'll grab thirds and not save myself for dessert.
Because
this is already good.
Okay.
You know, or whatever.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, let's crack into the first one of these. I'm assuming this is a shake with all your life situation, right? Probably these or.
I wish I had like a paint can shaker at like Home Depot. Yeah. You know how they do that? Is.
Yeah.
I kind of want
to say shake. I don't even know if it says shake on here.
I think I would. Which one are we starting with?
Are we starting with A?
Okay. I really don't. I wrapped these so long ago. I really don't remember. So let's start with A. That'll make it easier for the listeners.
Do you not know what each one is? Or am I going to have
to? I don't know. I mean, we're going to know later.
But, I'm going to have to unwrap this. I'm going to have to.
No. I marked these.
No, he's got a key. Oh,
okay. I got a key. Yeah, I got the key.
Okay, you got a key. But we're going with A first, huh?
Let's start with A.
Okay. This feels good. I can't really shake anymore. I can't hear it.
No.
It's all bubs now.
Okay.
I hope none of these have stevia in them. That's my wish.
You don't like the taste.
But I bet they all do. Yeah. I hate it.
I was expecting a little once the cap came off one of the things you had to pull something. No.
They get you right to it, baby. Clean. They get you right to it.
Oh, this smells dynamite. It smells like chocolate milk. It smells like hot cocoa.
Oh, yeah. It does have a hot cocoa smell to it.
For sure.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Wow.
I don't like that at all. That tastes.
It almost seems like cold hot cocoa.
It smells
mix.
Good, and then it tastes artificial.
Doesn't it taste like if they made chocolate Pepto Bismol?
Oh my god! Yeah. Yes, yeah.
For
it's
sure.
Weirdly. Is it that... smelled like it was going to be thicker than it was, and then you tasted it, and it's just like a shitty water.
Yeah, shit water was the original brand.
Yeah. Yeah, that is that stevia or something? It's something.
It could
be. It's something where it's like, I taste artificial. I just taste artificial.
And you kind of can't escape it. It's like it's all up in your mouth. It cuts through anything.
You would have to finish this one and done, and then you would just taste it for an hour.
Right.
Right. Now, Eugene, when you're working out, what is the timing of a shake like this? Is it right before you work out? Are guys at the gym drinking these at the gym ever? Or is this like before you get to the gym in a certain amount of time? Or is there nothing in that zone that even matters?
I'll usually have it within an hour after I'm done.
Oh, it's a post situation.
Yeah, it's a post situation.
And so I feel like you can speak to this. What is it doing for you? Why should people, if they're going to drink these at all,
yeah,
or any protein shake, like what's the point?
The point of it is to just get more, is to, after you've depleted your body from exercising, putting some more calories back in and it being more protein calories. Because ultimately, the protein that you take in is going to help retain and build the muscles that you want to keep or build, rather than like something that was really like calorie dense or carbohydrate dense, where, you know, it's just kind of burning the energy again. Like, mm-hmm. you're actually, hopefully the thought process behind it is that it's, you know, helping restore your muscles. That's the thought process. God. That's what,
it's milk for your muscles.
Yeah. It's like a milk for your muscles kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a dessert for your muscles.
If this dessert. One gets worse with every
That's
sip.
Why I'm, I don't understand. After that first sip, I knew I was finished. I don't know who you're I'm trying to even prove back. This to.
Well, you're going to have to, I mean, I feel, I just like to get to know it a little bit, and then we're going to have to circle back to pick our, you know, favorites here. Let's go to B, though, yeah. Gang. Let's,
okay.
I can tell you right now that it's not my favorite, and it'll probably be close to the bottom unless all of these are garbage.
I mean,
which could happen.
That is a scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. This could be a real garbage Olympics scenario.
Real garbage right. Olympics situation. B.
Okay. Here we go. Let's have a sniff, sniff.
Yeah.
Whoa, this is different on the nose. That's for sure.
This smells.
Mine smells rotten.
Mine smells like nothing at all.
Yeah.
Really?
You getting anything, Eugene?
I'm getting faint smells.
I'm getting like faint fart.
Really?
Honestly.
Like, I can I hear that a little bit.
All right, I'm going to have a taste.
I'm trying to toot it into my nose here a little bit. It's not working.
Oh, that.
Oh.
That doesn't.
No.
That doesn't work really either.
Wait, that.
That's not.
That one is so much more objectionable to me than the first one.
The first one.
Interesting.
The first one felt too artificial. This just feels like. Honestly, this one feels like a protein shake that you're trying to drink very fast.
Like the consistency a little bit,
all of it. I
is there a world where mine's rotten or no? JoJo, was yours box. Horrible?
No, I know why you didn't like it. It wasn't sweet enough. You know, it's not nearly as sweet as the first early sweet tasting as
yes.
the first one.
Yeah. This
almost like there's grass in it. Maybe a grass note.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That has, it has a little bit of that.
Earthiness?
Yeah, it's a little more gritty. This
I'm going back once more.
This feels kind of like, I will too, because this one I don't mind the taste as much. But you do.
Yeah, I prefer it to the first one. I'll
you
say
do?
That.
You both prefer this one?
If somebody told me, like, okay, the only way you're going to be able to build muscle or get your way through the day is to chug one of these. And these were my two choices. I'm absolutely going B.
I'll go B too.
Times out of
I'll time. Also say wow. this. Not it's more similar to what I already drink. More similar, but not the same. This is still. Okay. I'd be able to finish that quickly if that was an option.
That one, it triggers. I don't think I could finish it like in a throw up sort of.
Oh,
way.
Really?
It
wow.
That one does something. I have a visceral like.
That's what A did to me as soon as it hit my lips.
Wow. Okay.
And I knew it was different from what.
Wouldn't it be funny
like?
if I wrapped mine wrong?
You might
like
have.
It was just they're backwards or something.
Did you go back to A? Can anybody else take a sip of A?
Oh yeah, I'll go back to A. I'll take a quick.
I'll smell A again. I don't know. I'll taste it.
You
know.
There's just something more familiar about A. That's why it doesn't upset me as much. Let's move on to C, though.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
These are crazy.
It's worse.
A's bad. Worse. A's really, wow. A really hurts my feelings.
Okay.
Are we on C?
We're on C. I'm really glad that there are different strokes for different folks. If anyone's listening really that's just about to start their chocolate protein journey, try some different things.
I'll tell
you
right now. I don't know if this is happening with you guys. C's not even shaking. It's just, it's not, it feels like it's
you're right.
Just
a, I keep trying.
It feels like a brick in there, guys.
Just full of bacon fat. There's not even
this is gonna be a thick brick right here.
It is a pudding.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is a dessert.
This one there's more smell than B on this one.
Yeah.
Kind of smells science-y to me though.
Oh.
All right.
I don't like the flavor thing that ended up happening towards the end.
Oh my God.
It's
very medicine-y, right?
It has a, they were trying to go for like cookies and cream and then they just called it chocolate situation.
Yes. We can't get the speckles to show up.
So. It's not creamy enough, so let's just make it cookie. Okay, let's make it a chocolate cookie. Okay, let's just call it chocolate.
Oh, fucking wrong.
That's bad. B right now.
It's not chocolatey either.
No.
You could tell me this was a different flavor and I would believe you.
Cookies and cream.
If they said this was their acai entry or bubblegum, you know?
It does weirdly have a bubblegum aftertaste to it.
I haven't chewed a piece of gum of any kind in like many years. And you just, it's like taking, it's like taking antibiotics.
Yeah,
it's
when
like
you were a kid, the kid antibiotics, right?
Yeah. This is definitely a little bit more Pedialyte. Of a game.
Yes.
I
weird.
I put very C weird. In last right now. Cuz that it okay. A offended me, but C like feels like it's in a different ballpark of not supposed to be something to drink.
Yeah, like did you grab the wrong box? Like you had eyes on the chocolate you're at. Where'd you get these Walgreens? Like where'd you go for all these?
I went to CVS, Target,
more than two places. Oh,
wow. Rite Aid. I went to it. Yeah, this was. I kept trying to find the Muscle Milk with 1 gram of sugar, and I.
Are you trying to?
It was a fool's errand.
Oh,
why? Because you were trying to.
I just wanted them to all be similar to each other, but it just don't exist these days. Okay, let's go to D. Here we go. Right.
This one moves a little bit more. I'm not going to lie to you. These.
Oh my God!
Oh, that's medicine too.
This is so crazy. I didn't know these were gonna like bum me out so much.
Yeah, that's got a real medicine thing though, guys.
The fuck is that smell?
It smells like the hospital.
It smells like a hospital pee pee little bed.
That's bad, guys. These,
that's a one sip and done for me. I can't have more of that. I might. That will take me. That'll take me to the edge. Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Right. We
holy shit.
I'm done with all of those.
Yeah.
I guess we each got to rate top to bottom, and then we got to guess which ones these are. Eugene, do you want to go first? I feel like you have the most clarity.
I would go with B as the top dog.
Oh my God.
Gets ugly after
this. I guess A, I sipped again, so that's something I have not and will not do with the other two. I would put C third and then D last, because that last one was straight up medicine. The last two were very medicine-y.
Oh my God.
In like the wrong way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was your number one again? Your number one is B?
Oh my God. B-A-C-D. Okay. Like my SATs, baby.
Any multiple choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with
is what I'm doing.
The bottom is D for me. Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah, that one's wrong, man. That one I would check the expiration date. Yeah.
I'm going D, then I'm going B, gentlemen. I don't know what? Something about B rubs me so wrong. Right, I'm going D, then B.
Whoa, okay.
Then C.
And then A.
Then A is my top, which never in my wildest dreams did I think I would be saying that after the first sip of A, but it's my top.
These are
JoJo?
Rugged.
I had the same exact run as Eugene. B, A, C, D. It feels... Lights, it does feel like B is truly in another category of pleasant taste. of non-offensive taste. And then A, if you're like Buddy the Elf, like if you just can't have anything in your body that's not just like a pile of sweetener, it's got to be A for you. But then C and D are true trash. Yes, and I don't know what to do about those.
And
okay, so
I don't know if I would, even with B, I think if I saw that at a Hudson News, there's still a chance tasting it again that I'd be like, I'm good with nothing.
Wow. You got a six hour flight ahead of you, and you're going to be sitting with B, and you know you're on a plane. What are you getting? If you're from the beverage cart, you're just getting water. Yeah. You get nothing.
Coffee.
You skip it.
Maybe coffee.
You
or
get a
water,
coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depending. Yeah. Or I'll bring my own coffee on and then finish that and then just be getting water.
But if that's all you've got to chase B, I don't know if that's going to do the trick.
Yeah. Do you guys want to, let's guess what we think these are. Okay. Eugene, which one do you think is Muscle Milk?
Fuck.
I don't know. I mean, there's a...
Is there any that you might be like... I feel like Ensure and Muscle Milk, or knowing that Ripple has the plant protein. Does that help sniff them out at all to you?
I mean, maybe Ripple is B because it was the most... It tastes the most different from everything else. So, and we were saying it has a little bit more of a grassy thing. So it might be the
pea. Yeah, I'm going to put Ripple for my B too.
The pea protein. The rest of them, you know, are so. Fuck. I was hoping the muscle milk was going to be okay, but I feel like it could be a little sciency towards the back. So,
but knowing that it has zero sugar, the muscle milk, that.
Oh, okay.
What's D? Let's rewind for a second. What's D? We all put D at the bottom.
I feel like D is Ensure, guys.
Oh shit!
Now I might agree with you because it has a hospital vibe.
It does.
It has hospital
vibes to it.
I guess I'm going to go with that, even though I thought it was going to win. No, okay. You know what? I'm going to do a last minute thing. I think A is Ensure, but Eugene thinks D is. JoJo, what about you?
God, I almost just. I like the I fucking love the logic that Ensure is D. I think I'm going to say it's Muscle Milk and the zero sugar because it had no sweet.
Okay.
All the other ones had some sweet. I'm going to say D is Muscle Milk.
And are you going Ripple for B as well?
Yeah, that feels like a slam dunk.
All right. I need to just guess Muscle Milk. Because I'm going to say Muscle Milk is D.
I got to write these down or something.
I'm writing them all down. I think D was Muscle Milk. So which leaves, for me, it leaves Quest as C, which that was the very medicine.
Oh, yeah. I thought that Muscle Milk and Ensure were probably the bottom two. So I think that they're either D and C or C and D. Like Muscle Milk is C and Ensure is D, or the other way around. But I feel like the medicine stuff goes in the back. I feel like the one that you like, A, is
you hear the contempt in his voice.
Is Quest, because they use a lot of artificial sweeteners to like make their cookies and all of their shit.
Oh, so right. They're making like the bars and the cookies
they do all
and
of
all
that, stuff.
That meal replacement.
Yeah,
okay, that's good. That's good.
So
to know.
I feel
okay.
like it,
I got
they like to pretend that their stuff is sweet in the right way, and it just tastes like artificial sweeteners.
Yes, I love that. Okay,
JoJo, I just need to lock you in. I got Eugene and
so
myself all locked in.
I'll follow Eugene's logic on that. A is Quest.
Okay, which means
B
you have C.
Ripple. C would then be Ensure.
Muscle Milk. No, C would be Ensure. Oh no, I'm sorry.
For me,
C would be Ensure for you.
Muscle Milk.
All right, let's do this. Are you guys ready? I think since we all guessed B was Ripple, let's start with Ripple, and I'm going to tell you what it is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ripple is B. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Hey, we
nailed
it.
So you guys liked the plant protein?
I didn't think I was
going to
like that one the most, but I did.
Okay. Yeah, I like that about as much as I like chocolate almond milk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
Like
it's not
like
milk.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you guys both guessed A was Quest. I want to look at Quest next. Let's see what we got here. Quest is dun-dun-dun-dun. A, two for oh two, gentlemen. God.
That's sweet. Holy shit. What's the sweetener used in Quest?
You got it. Let's see. Sugar's 1 gram. We got water, milk, protein, less than 1% of the following, cocoa, vegetable oil.
Yeah, it tastes like less than 1% of cocoa, I'll tell you.
Salt, sodium. I think it's just sucralose.
Ah,
sucralose. So is that Splenda?
I don't know. I feel like it's all the same.
Okay. That leaves, we got Muscle Milk and Ensure left. Let's see. I was wrong on that.
Sucralose is Splenda.
Mm. Yeah, that's what you taste it.
Let's just go with you guys. You guys were torn on C being Muscle Milk or Ensure. That's what we got left. Let's see. Let's do Ensure first.
Okay.
Okay.
Ensure is D.
Oh, Eugene, you're
that's
the winner.
That's the hospital tonight. One, right? Yeah.
Hospital one. You nailed it. The logic was fucking on point. It was
Muscle Milk is E.
Muscle
that was heinous.
Muscle Milk was...
Muscle Milk's pretty sweet.
Yeah, Muscle Milk is pretty disappointing. I thought they were going to...
You guys both had those at the bottom. I had...
You don't need it.
Uh-oh, he's loading up.
You don't need to taste it again.
I just want to... I'm revisiting A and C. And what was A? And A is
it
Quest?
Was Quest, yeah.
You're a Quest baby.
I'm a Quest baby and Muscle Milk baby, and you guys are Ripple Boys. Who would have thought?
Just a couple of River City Ripple Boys.
River City Ripple Boys. Well, 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 well.
All right. Here we go. This was gross.
These were all disgusting, though, guys. Come on.
I wouldn't pay money for any.
If you, on a whim, try that Fairlife chocolate, it's going to literally... It tastes good. It actually tastes good. I was hoping that one of these would actually taste good. Or at least not bad. I'd do that. And the Ripple one is the closest to it, but even that, I'm not going to buy it.
How much these cost, Andy?
I think we're talking like between like $8 and $10 for a 4-pack. So
a couple bucks a piece.
Three bucks a piece ish.
If you're buying these singles, though, you're in the more like $3.50 to $4 buck.
Yeah,
range.
If you're buying it at the Hudson News, you're talking about like $5.50.
Ooh,
Those Fairlifes are probably like $7.50.
Yeah, sure, Yeah.
Now, I would think I would only get one of these if I had like passed out at the gym and they were off. It was like, you just need some calories in you. What happened? You
know, the promo guy set up the booth on the way in.
I'd still take it and throw it in the trash.
Yeah. Just slamming it right in his face.
All right, let's move on to our next segment. We have two more segments, Eugene. The first, should we do some voicemails or should we do... you know what I mean, JoJo.
We could do some voicemails. Yeah.
All right. Let's do a couple voicemails and then see where we're at. Let's see if we're in the flow with the voicemails.
Okay. Jeez. Here's one.
You've got a bad taste in your mouth, don't you, Andy? I know you do.
Real?
Yeah.
Bad. Like That's this awful. Is it bummed. I was excited for these. I don't know why. I thought there might be one like, this would be a nice thing for me to have every once in a while. I've been starting to work out solo style at my house a little bit. So, you know, baby steps. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hit a voicemail.
Same, we've been on exercise journeys out here, you know, so it does feel like, if you had something that you were looking forward to as a little post-workout treat.
None of these. These are none of these.
None of these.
Just give me a chocolate milk at that point. All right, here we go.
Hey, Roro and JoJo. This is Josh from Longmeadow. I am heading to Utah on Thursday to go skiing. And thanks to your lovely little show, I'm going to try to find a Dirty Coke while I'm there, but I'm going to Park City. It's a ski area. I don't know if they have, like, the soda drive-thrus, and I won't have a car. So I'm going to give it a shot. I will call back and report I want you to keep me in your thoughts so that I am able to fulfill my destiny and drink a dirty Coke inspired by T-Bash. All right, boys, love the show. I'll call back soon. Bye.
Oh, he's going to be walking through that drive-through in like the wintertime, bundled up, trying to get
with
a dirty Coke.
On?
Like cross-country skiing through it, yeah.
There's no doubt that I think he will be able to find. I think if you're in Utah, period, you can get your hands on one of those soda drive-through places.
Right? That's a big thing in Utah. They love this stuff. Dirty Diet Coke, if memory serves, is a Diet Coke with half and half and lime juice in it.
That's what a dirty...
I call it Dirty Diet Coke out there.
Because you put milk in a... In a Coke? Brutal. That's brutal.
So they, you know, they, so it's a bit, there's a big culture of soda in Utah because of the Mormons love, Mormons can't have their coffee. Mm-hmm. They can't have the caffeine or the booze. So they've been, they get very creative with the soda and out there. Yeah.
And soda,
caffeine-free,
Diet Coke.
Caffeine-free.
Yes.
Well, it seems to be, that seems up for debate, that there seems to be something about like, oh, well, this was invented after like 1840 or whenever like Mormonism was invented. And they have to have this like, so it's, you know, it's a little backdoor into having some caffeine for some people. Mm.
The Joseph Smith I roll with would have a caffeine Coke, you know.
Got it.
I just think how we would roll,
Yeah.
Sir. It's just a feeling. All right, let's hit
Josh,
another one.
Let us know if you made it through the drive through. I hope the weather didn't keep you down. All right.
So then what? At that drive-thru, they'll make you the half and half Coke situation?
Yes, yeah. Right. And like these places have menus of like the craziest soda combos. Wow. And like you can get, it's wild. Like you can get crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah. It's like the soda machine, like suicide thing, but like an organized version of that. They've got a menu and they're making you drinks.
That's cute.
I wonder if they're having a good time with the mocktail explosion, you know, if that's doing anything good or bad for the soda jerks of Utah.
I don't know.
No?
I think so. I'd hope so.
I would really hope so. Give them a little something else.
Them in fun.
Yeah.
Okay. All I can see, we haven't screened this. All I can see is that this voicemail is 3 minutes long. So if it's running long, I'm going to cut it.
Great.
Hey guys, it's Bev Compliance Bethany.
Beverage Compliance Bethany calling in. Okay, this is a first. Well, we might entertain this entire voicemail. Hold on.
I am just catching up on some old episodes and just listened to the Martinelli's Sparkling Cider Thanksgiving episode. And I wanted to share with you something that happened over hiatus Thanksgiving of 2020. We were home alone for Thanksgiving, and I decided that I was going all in on my traditional Thanksgiving beverages. I don't normally do all of these on the same day, but they're, you know, in rotation from year to year. So I'm just going to go through my day in beverages. just the highlights. So we start.
This is a little backdoor into your own fan-based beverage profile. You see what's happening here?
Ooh. Well done.
With coffee. Then I hydrated with some water.
Then I moved on
to Prosecco with some frozen raspberries in it for garnish.
Ooh.
Then I needed a little pick-me-up, so I went with a lemon spindrift.
Wow.
With dinner, I went with a cranberry ginger ale, which is something that my brother and I used to drink when we were kids on Thanksgiving. Oh. And unfortunately, it was only sold in a 2-liter. And it was gross.
Yeah. Wait, pause, so Jojo. That's a pre-made situation she's referring to?
I can picture it. I feel like it's a Canada Dry offering.
Okay.
Cranberry.
Seasonal maybe? Or is that a full year round?
Seems like a seems like a white label sitch. Right?
All right, keep it going.
Then
absolutely.
I also went with the Sauvignon Blanc with the turkey. Then the plan was to do a Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale, which is my traditional Thanksgiving beer. However, that was the one that got away because I was so hydrated. And keep in mind, there's water happening throughout all of this.
Good for you.
Important detail. Yeah.
But I was so hydrated, I had to save that for the next day. I couldn't even do it. And I just want to say that I made an Instagram story all about my day in beverages, which is why I am able to tell you this. I have not memorized my beverage profile from November 2020. I just went back and
appreciate the clarification.
And then something amazing happened yesterday. I was at Wegmans, which is a Northeast grocery store chain, although they're soon opening a location in Virginia. And I saw 24 packs of lemonade Spindrift. Now, keep in mind, Spindrift around here retails for $5.99 an 8-pack. These were on sale for $6.99 for a 24-pack.
Wow.
Did I buy six 24-packs? You bet your ass I did. I just saved myself $65. And I'm going back today to see if there are any more. And I'm going to buy the entire remaining stock because this was literally the greatest purchase of my life. So,
Oh, it cut off. That was 3 minutes.
Wow.
So there's a max on voicemails, we found out.
I have never seen a 24-pack of Spindrift in the wild, ever.
No. And if I liked it, I would totally buy that.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
I support
it's very
those purchases. Sweet. I find it very acidic.
Oh, that, yeah. Buckley. If you,
but
I, what's the expiration on those though? Maybe that's, we're getting close to the expiration date on those. You might have to flip those over, lady.
Kind of move them.
Yeah.
That's a good question. She does work in beverage compliance. That's how she's hit us up from time to time with some clarifications or answers to questions. When we were asking, like, what makes a hard seltzer a hard seltzer? That
Got
kind
it.
Of thing.
Yeah, she's doing her due diligence there. There's, yeah, no, it's gonna be right. And yeah. That Thanksgiving beverage profile, fantastic. It almost made me think, I'm kind of glad she didn't get to the beers because, like, that's so many beverages that day. You want to enjoy some of that. Turkey and all the meal that day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she had that early morning Prosecco though,
with the raspberries.
That's a good game right there.
That is. I support it. I don't know. I'm kind of glad for you that the beer didn't happen. It feels like all this wine to beer would have been a real killer. Could have put a damper on pie time.
Let's do one more, JoJo.
Okay.
What up? What up? Peter Harmon here, rap name, Big Old Pete, winner of the first annual T-Bash rap contest. Hold for applause. Okay. Guest on the OG episode 47. Huh. Hey, shout out to that guy who said my name in his rap. That was wild to hear that. Shout out to Charman. I'm over here.
Is this just going to be like the last track on a rap record? yes, Pete Harmon did win our rap contest a couple weeks back, for clarification.
Eagerly awaiting the counterfeit ice machine, the prize. It's pretty sweet. And y'all should have me back as a guest for episode 47 V2. There's been some movement in the yerba mate game since 2015. I still have that old Tervis. Also, here's a plug for my podcast where...
Well, we didn't say
yeah, cut
that
off. Yeah. No, play it. Come on.
Right. I don't know if I can now.
Right. Oh, now we really are just assholes.
I really did fuck it up.
It's pretty sweet. And y'all should have me back as a guest for episode...
Here we go.
2015. I still have that old Tervis.
All right.
Also, here's a plug for my podcast where my co-host and I are watching and discussing the show The Vampire Diaries. Nope. That podcast is called The Vampedy Diaries.
Oh.
And but that's definitely another podcast. Sorry to even bring it up. Okay, TTYL, GFY.
You would apologize now. I feel like a real dick.
I got to get that ice. So, Eugene, we had a rap contest a few weeks back, and Peter won it, and he's getting we think it is a counterfeit ice machine, but it retails at like $200.
Wow.
So, Pete, we haven't put that in the mail, but that's
what
going in the mail.
What makes it counterfeit ice?
Like
ice would be real because it would be made from your own water. But
I ordered a machine that my wife wanted, a specific machine, and a machine showed up.
That wasn't it.
That was not that machine.
Got it.
We can't find this machine in existence on the internet. It's wild. We won't bore you too much with it. But they refunded me the money, and they didn't want the machine back.
Wow.
And so, lucky.
Why winner. The ice? Why the specific ice? Does she want what?
Elizabeth loves that, like Sonic ice, the like little ball.
The coffee bean ice.
Yeah,
that's right. They have it too.
Yeah.
That's an easier so to you find can't, version of this.
You can't get that. You can't see what the brand on the coffee machine, ice machine is.
No, we did find the brand, but it's like the brand. We found like an Instagram.
You got Amazon scammed. It was somebody saying that they had this for really cheap, and it turned out what you got was not what was advertised.
But the scam's weird because we did get refunded. But when we look up this ice brand company, we found like an Instagram page with no posts on it. We found a couple interesting things.
Yeah,
but it doesn't seem like they actually make anything. It was beyond bizarre. We went down a real wormhole for a couple episodes trying to find info. But anyway,
I love that ice. I love that kind of ice.
It's the best. That's why.
Yeah.
Right? Who doesn't want that? I'm not even sure this machine will make it, but Peter's going to tell us certainly.
Oh, you weren't even going to try to make it. You didn't even.
My wife is very particular about what she wants, and when she saw that this machine was not the machine. It was also like a gift for her. She was a little disappointed in the whole thing.
Wow.
She was kind of bummed that I went with the third party seller on Amazon.
You know, happy holidays.
It all worked out though. It all worked out.
Just trying to save a few bucks, help out the household.
Yeah. That's no all respect. I'm trying to do over here.
I know.
But dreams came true. We got the right ice maker.
It works.
Haven't tried that one out yet. We haven't set sail on it cause it doesn't fit in our kitchen, so we took it up to
our... Did you find it at a restaurant, the depot type situation?
Oh, that's a good place to go.
It ended up being an Amazon play. I got it. Yeah. Elizabeth had a friend that had it, a specific model. Boom. Then I finally did get my hands on it. Doesn't fit in our kitchen. Looks absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, nice work, detective.
So we're taking it up to our... Yeah, it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out.
It's got it all figured out.
Eugene, we got one more quick segment on the show, and that segment of the show is called
Brian's Question.
So when we started the show, my brother-in-law Brian sent us 100 questions. We got through those 100 questions, and he sent us 100 more, and we're getting through all those.
Nice.
Let's see what this week's question is.
Oh, you can read this, Eugene.
Oh,
yeah.
If Matt Damon backed Cognac, would it become a thing? Why? Does he not think it's a thing?
It's gone.
I got to say, this is top tier Brian's question.
This
for
really
me, actually.
Is. This really is. We had like 3 weeks in a row about questions about Tang.
That's funny. So,
this is a welcome respite.
Yeah.
You have thoughts on this?
I mean, are we assuming that Cognac's not a thing right now? It's like not a big, not that big. And if Matt Damon, I think if Matt Damon,
like, is it having a moment? Like, what's something that's having? Like, I feel like tequila's having a moment. Yeah. If we're talking about celebrity endorsing things,
right.
Cognac's not having a moment.
No, it kind of stays in its lane, kind of within that. I don't know. It's just like. Nobody really said, I feel like Matt Damon backing it wouldn't do anything. I feel like, I think if you backed it with like, I don't know, like.
Zendaya?
Not even, that's too young. I feel like it has to be like, you know, just an older guy that people think is still cool. You know,
Seinfeld.
Not that. That's
too cool.
You, like if it was like David Letterman.
David Letterman with the big beard now.
Yeah,
I drink cognac.
I think,
and sipping on yak.
I think that.
That's
kind
interesting.
I think like Sam Jackson is too easy. I think it has to be like one of the
like if John Voight wasn't political,
Like who's somebody the, like, from Yellowstone or 1884, whatever the other show is. You know, just like one of those, you know, Tyler Sheridan joints or whatever.
Is it like a Kevin Costner play?
Sure. A Kevin Costner is a bit of a play, I think. A Harrison Ford would do it.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
He's in one of those, right?
Harrison Ford's in there. Yeah. He's got to be in there. I mean, but he's the guy. He'd be the guy. You'd be like, oh, Harrison Ford drinks cognac. And you go, of course he does.
I like that. Is there anything that Damon could back that he could give a proper bump to? Is there anything that fits Damon? Like
tomato soup. So not even a beverage.
Clearly
not a beverage. Clearly a food. I don't. I think if Matt Damon backed one of the like hard cider or hard seltzer things.
No. Yeah, no. Damon's not going hard seltzer.
I'd be like, okay. Okay.
First thing that came to mind for me was like Travelocity. I also could not think of like what's a drink that would make me go like
Matt Damon. I don't know.
It's tough.
Yeah, he's not a drink guy to me.
Yeah, it would feel a little desperate. Not desperate, but like you didn't need to do this, Matt. Sort of.
What if he reprises his role from Good Will Hunting? But he's slinging Sam Adams. Is that doing anything for you?
That's more of a Ben Affleck play.
Yeah, he would have to.
What if they Ben Affleck and Matt had a beer? They created their own beer,
A Boston beer. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep,
that makes sense. Or like a hard apple cider for Matt Damon, because then he could go, "How about them apples?"
There you go. There we go.
There you go.
And then you have to go, remember that movie? You still like him, right? You can drink now for you kids who saw that.
Yeah, exactly. Bill Simmons will buy some.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Eugene, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, of course. These were disgusting, by the way.
I know. I'm sorry that the beverages didn't work out, but you were a true, true, true delight.
Those are going down the drain first. Part of me was like, do I just throw them out full?
Yeah, I think so. Because you can't, these Tetra Paks, it's questionable whether or not they're, especially with all this painter's tape on them. I don't know exactly if these can be recycled.
Yeah.
These are going in the dumpster.
Yeah. I'm putting these in an espresso bag. Give them back to Nespresso. Yeah.
Send them to the beach.
The guy opens them. Fuck again?
Who's having muscle milk contests? Everyone.
What's the next thing that people can catch you on that people should keep their eyes peeled for?
I don't know. I guess, I mean, at some point this summer, Loki season 2 comes out. So,
ooh, amazing.
We're excited about that. We as in, a royal we. other than that, I don't really, not really. I mean, you know. Other than me literally slinging beverages, literally a beverage company. So,
you are?
You are literally a spokesman for a beverage company.
Simply Beverages. So simply orange juice, simply lemonade.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Jesus, how does this happen in the last 30 seconds of the show?
Yeah,
we look like
fools. I'm the spokesman for... Simply Beverages. It was 25 years. 25 years. It was the voice of God, what's his name? I would hate to say. He's a
Morgan Freeman.
But an older actor guy who has like a very like, you know, Yellowstone vibe to it's not Sam Elliott. It's like it's Donald Sutherland.
Holy shit.
Donald Sutherland was the voice of like the kind of the voice of God of Simply Orange and Simply Beverages for a long time.
Are there spots out already?
Yeah. And then this year
can we watch one spot before we wrap real
sure,
quick?
Sure. I think there's one.
On YouTube, maybe, or something like that?
Yeah.
You're the new Donald Sutherland.
But they're actually showing somebody now. So it's like, I'm like in an orchard.
You're on screen. Yeah.
Wearing a like a green velvet suit.
I'm gonna go.
I'm like the. You get to keep I'm the like suit? The. Yeah, it's like Simply Beverages. I'm like the Willy Wonka of orange juice of beverages of Simply Beverages. Now, yeah,
that's incredible. Do you want us to like?
Oh my! Oh my God! Yeah. I got it. I got it.
Do we drop in something? We can drop in and post if you want for the podcast version. You saying how every day you start with a nice cool glass.
You know, it's
of
so crazy.
I
love the fact that you know, like being like a Filipino actor guy, like it was never really a spokesman thing. Was not necessarily in the game for us for commercials. I mean, I was in like beer commercials and stuff for, you know, being a comedian improv guy, but I'd always be like guy four. It'd be like white guy, black guy, then other or whatever. Rarely was it, you know, the spokesman thing. And now I'm the spokesman for beverages that honestly, my stomach can't handle the acid in the morning.
Yeah.
but you know,
oh, but like people, it's in every grocery store on the fucking planet. Yeah. Like everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Like your family and those things were like, oh, your family would know it. Whatever. Sure. Everybody's when it's a, that's okay. Here we go.
This has got like 13 million views too. That's Jesus. Pretty banging for OJ. An OJ commercial. Wow. Here we go.
They said the truth about OJ.
We choose to do things the simple way. Unlike those who choose to unnecessarily complicate things. Some people might choose smart things that aren't.
Smart door, open.
Denied.
Smart door, open.
Neil Casey.
I am the homeowner.
Contacting Neighborhood Watch.
Choosing complicated gets you nothing but choosing simple. That gets you delicious beverages.
There it is,
oh,
guys.
My God.
At Simply, welcome we to believe it. In keeping things simple.
That's incredible.
But it is really simple.
All right, I'm done watching myself do commercials.
You have to understand, though, this is blowing our mind right now.
We're real pieces of shit for not figuring that out. That's incredible. Congratulations. You really came to the right place.
Yeah.
I'm on really the right glad podcast, we. Guys. I'm really glad that we this didn't slip through our fingers because that was incredible.
Well, I'm glad that we did all of these proteins rather than orange juices because then, you know, I wouldn't be able to.
I feel like also, we would never do that to anyone either. That would put you in an awkward situation. We would never do that, you know.
Yeah, we have like PR people reach out to us sometimes to cover things. And it's always weird to be like, you know, you don't want us to rag on your shit because most likely it's going to be not great.
Right.
Like that being said, Simply, we're pretty ride or die Simply family at our house.
It's a good,
when it comes to the OJ.
Yeah.
It's a fine product.
And real talk, their mixers are great too now that are about to come out or are out now. Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. So those, those Utah Mormons are going to get ready for some Simply Mixers, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Eugene, thanks again for coming on the show.
Sure.
Everybody, I think next week we'll be back. I think we're going to be drinking George's beers. Is that right, JoJo?
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to be drinking George's beers, so we'll post on what those are. And, everybody, thanks so much. And go fuck yourself.